at ilovethetruth.com.
Proceed to a trial in accordance with the precedent set during the Clinton trial in 1999. With no chance of unseating the president, Minority Leader Charles Schumer now says he'll force votes on witnesses and evidence, hoping to portray Republicans as engaged in what he calls a cover-up. Bob Agnew reporting.
Forecasters are warning of hurricane-force wind gusts and hail the size of baseballs. A potent storm system is threatening to spin up tornadoes and drench the South with heavy rains. The National Storm Prediction Center says more than 18 million people in Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, and Oklahoma will be at an enhanced threat of storms that could include strong tornadoes and flooding rains. Also at SRNNews.com, the Labor Department releases unemployment numbers for the month of December. Bernie Bennett has a look.
145,000 jobs were added in December. Analysts expected a gain of about 160,000. The unemployment rate was 3.5%. Average hourly earnings rose by 0.1%. The year-over gain is now 2.9. Hiring for the final month of 2019 capped a year of moderate but steady growth in employment, a sign that the American economy has not run out of gas. Experts say cooling job creation is to be expected in the 11th year of an economic expansion, and as the government report showed, the slowdown has been gradual.
On Wall Street, stocks have been up and down, but near their record levels in afternoon trading. The Dow is now down 90 points. The NASDAQ is off 7. The S&P is 3 points lower. This is SRN News.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
If you're like most people, then saving money in 2020 is on your New Year's resolution list. At Cash Call Mortgage, that's one resolution we can help you achieve. Right now, we're offering an incredibly low 2.875%, 3.076% APR.
For your Friday afternoon, partly sunny and breezy. Expect the high about 77. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 65. Saturday will start the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a high 82. By Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers, low 67. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high up to 84.
How do you stay on course when something dreadful crosses your path? According to Chuck Swindoll, surviving a crisis takes sheer determination. Listen when Chuck provides refreshing biblical counsel in a message called Hanging Tough Together and Loving It, Friday on Insight for Living.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to SWAT Radio. It's Doug McCary of His Light Ministries, and I am in the studio today solo. Brad is out selling real estate, and so it's just me. Glad you're joining us today. It's a Friday, kind of anything goes Friday. Or sum up, our week has been about a new year, a new decade, and a new vision, and hopefully it's been encouraging to you this week, and we're glad you're listening to us today, and hope that you have been encouraged and maybe have thought about your year, what you are doing, what you have been doing, and what you want to be doing going forward. Right now, I know the big thing in the news is what's going on kind of in Iran and our conflict with them. And people, I've had several people come up to me and talk to me about things, you know, wanting to know, what do you think about it? That some people get nervous about stuff like this. And, you know, anytime we encounter things that are outside of our control, which that happens almost on a daily basis for most of us, we just have to understand that God is in control. He is in control. And when we think about that, whether it's dealing with national security, whether it's dealing with personal security, financial security, whatever kind of security it is, we need to just understand that God is not surprised by any of this stuff. And, you know, Terry Looper was mentioned the other day by our friend Jim Dennison, and when he was writing, he wrote a book called Sacred Pace, 4 Steps to Hearing God and Aligning Yourself with His Will. And in that, he talks about his own story, how he gave himself to Jesus and went through a kind of a spiritual awakening, and what that looked like in his own story. You know, it's just like yesterday we heard from Sam Ulan, who really gave a great testimony of how his father had modeled for him a trust in God when he was dealing with cancer. If you didn't hear it, please go back, go to SWATradio.com and listen to yesterday's broadcast. That's the 9th, January 9th broadcast, where we talked to Sam. Sam was a golfer out at JU, and him and his dad had a great relationship. His dad built into his life, and when Sam's dad turned 47, he was diagnosed with cancer that they said he had defeated it through chemo and radiation, but it came back aggressively 2 years later, and then he ultimately succumbed to it here. But his dad, right before he died, said, you know, God's still good. He's still on his throne. And that was the last message he really passed on to his son, that you can trust God. And we need to really learn to depend and trust on Jesus. You know, this guy, Terry Looper, he founded Texon, which was a energy company out in Houston. And he began to understand in his life that he was driven by this need to be seen and valued by others. And I don't know if that defines your life. I know it defines a lot of us here, especially in the age of social media and all that stuff. We tend to, you know, we see what happens to other people and we want to be loved. You know, my wife and I were talking about it the other day with our kids. You know, it's so funny how your kids, and if you have children, you understand this, that you will see when you show love or affection or give a gift to one of your children, how almost immediately one of the other children will go, well, what about me? Or what do I get? Or that's just natural. We're very humanistic as it, you know, works out that way. And our tendency is not to celebrate good that happens to others, but wonder why it doesn't happen to us. Why are they getting this and why I'm not? And Terry Looper went through this process, and you know, but he learned to trust in Jesus to meet that need in his life. And the more he would lean on him and trust him, the more joy he began to have in his life. And you know, he kind of laid out what God had shared with him. I think every one of us has kind of a life lesson God gives us, or a life message he puts on our heart. And for Terry, it was this. If you really want to know God's will for your life, you know, here's kind of the way that principally he laid it out. One, you need to go to Jesus. Go to Jesus, develop a deep relationship with him, and know that you can always trust him. And that's exactly where the enemy wants to attack. Second, you need to gather facts. You know, seek the truth in a situation. Don't just immediately respond to what's on the surface, because a lot of times there's things underneath, whether it's people. You know, our initial tendency when we deal with people is if people mistreat us right away, or if people are irritating to us right away, we tend to respond to what we see on the surface rather than what's driving the behavior. And we need to understand that people are not our enemies. Satan's our enemy, and he manipulates people. So gather the facts, seek the truth from Scripture, know that we should treat other people with love, even though they may not be loving to us. That's hard to do, and in our human nature, we don't always do that. Third, watch for ways that God is at work around you, how he affirms direction in your life. And I've seen him do that so many times in my life, where I will say, God, I don't really know what to do. Will you help me? Sometimes he's quiet and you just have to sit and wait. But sometimes he will affirm. And when he affirms, I tend to take those steps and go, okay, I think this is where God's leading. And guess what? If that's not where he's leading and you want to follow him, I will assure you, he will point you in the right direction through somebody or some circumstance. And then the fourth thing he says is to get neutral. In other words, I don't really like the word neutral. I like just give all, because that's really what he's talking about. He says, with God's help, reach the place where you accept any answer is best for you. See, we come into prayer a lot of times and our relationship with God with all these demands, but we have to die to self so that we can live to Jesus. Jesus said, if anyone wants to follow me, he's got to take up his cross, die daily, and follow me. And, you know, that is his four-step little process for hearing from God and aligning yourself with your will. I thought that was really good, and hopefully that's encouraging to you. And, you know, I think, you know, George Mueller, who was a great faith-based man who raised orphans over in London and that area, and he lived every day by faith. He never asked for donations. He simply just prayed and trusted God. There's a book called A Million and a Half Answers to Prayer, which is the autobiography of his life. But he says, faith does not operate in the realm of the possible. There's no glory for God in that which is humanly possible. Faith begins where man's power ends. And so often we try to operate where our power can control. And, you know, I just think again of Sam's testimony yesterday of him and his dad and just coming to grips with that. You know, that is the great battle for all of us, is our death and dealing with that. And his dad weathered that well because of his faith. And so if you're listening today, maybe, you know, going into 2020, you look back on your life and you've struggled with faith. You've struggled to really apply that faith because you want to have more control in your life. Can I just encourage you, let this be a year where you say, you know what? I'm going to trust God. When I get down, or when things go down around me, the walls start crumbling, I'm going to turn to God. I think of Hezekiah back in 2 Chronicles, when he was surrounded. He says, Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Let your eyes rest on Jesus. And I'm just so grateful that you're on this journey with us and that you're listening to us on 91.7 FM here in Jacksonville. For our listeners on the Lighthouse up in coastal Virginia, thank you for listening on 100.1 FM and 1010 AM, and then WMER and Meridian 1390 and 93.1. And all of our listeners through the internet. You know, I responded to a question from a guy who was listening, and I asked where he was from, and he was out in Washington State. And so we've got people listening all across the U.S., and we're so grateful that we're able to share kind of what God is teaching us. And if you're just tuning in for the first time to SWAT stands for Spiritual Warriors Advancing Truth. And sometimes Brad and I forget that people pop in and become new listeners, and they're listening us talk about SWAT and SWAT radio. And so SWAT stands for Spiritual Warriors Advancing Truth. And our five core values are that basically the first one is that God's word is our starting point and our authority. It's our starting point and authority, and that's what it is for all of our SWAT Bible studies. We do five SWAT Bible studies here in Jacksonville, one out in Colorado Springs, and God's word is our starting point. Second is prayer. Second core value for us is to stay close to our commander and to know what his heart is, and that's aligning our will with his will. Third is evangelism, engaging witnesses for impact. We want to be men who and women who pray, care, and share. Prayer, care, and share should be the defining philosophy of our spiritual life as it relates to other people. And then fourth is discipleship, making Christ's last command our first priority. He says, go into all the world and make disciples. It's really as you are going, make disciples. And finally is community, a band of battle buddies around the Word of God. And we meet each week around God's Word. There's five of us here in Jacksonville. You can go to SWATradio.com, click on meetings. If you are not plugged into a group, come join us next week when we start back up. We'll be going from mid-January to mid-May, and we're looking at the book of Hebrews. We'd love for you to join us. We're going to be right back on SWAT Radio. If you want to call, 844-777-7928. This is SWAT Radio.
This program has the potential to reach millions of men each week. If you'd like to learn how you can support this unique program that is helping men understand the truth about Jesus through God's Word and how to impact their lives and the lives of others, then go to www.swatradio.com. Then click on the donate link to help SWAT Radio pass on the truth for the next generation.
We're so grateful for having people like Tom Neal Truck Company sponsoring SWAT Radio. Tom Neal Truck Company is located at 417 Edgewood Avenue South in Jacksonville, Florida. Tom Neal is a full-service franchise truck dealer for Freightliner, Western Star, Volvo, Isuzu, and Sprinter vans, offering new and used truck sales, service, parts, and truck rental and leasing to the North Florida and South Georgia truck market. More information on Tom Neal Truck Company is located at www.tomneal.com. That's www.tomneal.com.
I pull, go back and forth, finding myself pounding on a locked door. I try to make it out alone without your help, but I know I never win this war. I can never be, never be free without you. I can never be, never be me without you. This is the sound of change breaking. This is the beat of a heart changing. This is the song of a soul.
Hey, welcome back to SWAT Radio. It's Doug McCary from His Light Ministries, and I'm excited that you're with us today. It's a Friday, already January 10th. Hard to believe we're a third of the way through the month, or a third of the way through January in 2020. Hard to believe, and it is a new year, a new decade, and hopefully a new vision for you. That's been kind of our theme this week, and as we were talking about it earlier in the week, you know, I was sharing about probably one of the most special gifts my wife has ever given me for Christmas. Was this year she gave me a big container full of rocks, and it's 10,800 plus rocks in there. And on those rocks, they her and my daughters washed those rocks and placed them in there, and then she wrote Psalm 90:12 on a card on the top. And just that verse from Psalm 90:12 talks about teaching us to number our days. In fact, the verse says, so teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. And, you know, when you know that you're mortal, I guarantee you, just to make it very plain, if you went to the doctor today and he said you got 30 days, I guarantee you there's not a person listening right now whose next 30 days wouldn't change from what it typically would. Everybody would change. And why is that? Because most of us live like we've got 30-40 years left. But the truth is, we don't know when our last day is. You know, I was sharing with a friend of mine not too long ago who passed away as he was battling cancer. Is, you know, sometimes when you get a bad diagnosis, it's either a door or a window. It can be a window to see, you know, kind of how short life is. I got that window back in 1987. I was flying Harriers, and a bird came through my windshield and almost killed me. And it was a reminder to me of how quick life can be taken away. But it may be a doorway. It may be that doorway, and you're going down that last hall. And the truth is, none of us know. One of my SWAT brothers I was having lunch with the other day, and back in October, he thought he had pulled a muscle, and he goes in and he goes, you know, it just kept bothering him. He goes to the emergency room, and he, you know, all of a sudden the nurses start scurrying around. They start tearing his shirt off, saying, you know what, you're having a heart attack. We got to get you up stat to the heart cath lab. And I mean, he didn't go in thinking his heart was failing. He went in just thinking he had pulled a muscle. And it's that quick. Life here is fragile. And I think far too often we take it for granted. And so as we think about our 2020 and what's down the road for us, are we really numbering our days? Are we knowing that we are like the grass that quickly fades, these fleshly bodies we have? Because that's really what's behind that theme, is to make our life here count. You know, the truth is, God redeems us and brings us into his family so that he can put himself on display through us. Back in Exodus 19, that's really what he said to Moses. He says, Moses, I'm calling this people to myself. I've redeemed them out of Egypt. And now go be a kingdom of priests in the world. Go be that bridge between humans and God. Let them see God in you and ask how they can know the God that you know. And so as you think about 2020 for yourself, what does that look like for you? Maybe you're an IT person. Are you putting God on display when you work every day? Or do people see somebody who lives more for themselves than the world? You know, maybe as a mom or a dad with your family, do they see somebody who's putting God on display? When you go past that guy at your restaurant, right outside your restaurant, who's homeless, do you just blow by him? Or do you take a moment to look him in the eye and say, hey, do you need anything? Or do you sit there and become skeptical because so many people are out there doing that you just go, you know what, he ought to get a job. I've actually talked to people who say, you know what, he needs to go get a job. Well, that's true. He might need to go get a job, but it still doesn't take away from the fact that there's something that's put him there. There's a reason he's out there. And our hearts should be compassionate toward people that are hurting, people that are needy, people that are marginalized. You know, what about widows in your community? Or people like, you know, I know several young people who have lost parents. They either have they're a single mom or single dad families. And the church ought to be stepping in and helping people like that. You know, because when people lose somebody like that, that's a significant voice in their life. And I just think even of my brother Sam, who was in here yesterday, his earthly dad was that voice of an older man speaking into his life. And hopefully he's got some good Pauls in his life. We all need Pauls in our life to help us. And we all need Barnabases in our life to encourage us. And so are you going into 2020 with that kind of a vision for how you can serve God by caring about others? The two greatest commandments are love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's the Shema. But the second Jesus said was like it, to love others too. Love your neighbor like you love yourself, because your neighbor's like you. He feels the same things you do. He struggles with the same struggles you do, or she struggles with the same struggles you do. And so as you think about those people, are you caring for them? As we go into 2020, are you numbering your days? Are you numbering them so that you may get a heart of wisdom? Because what I don't want to do is stand before the Lord God in heaven and have him say, I gave you all these opportunities to put me on display to people, but you never saw them. You know, I think of that song by Brandon Heath, Give Me Your Eyes, and we played it a couple of times this week. Why did I not care? That's a haunting question. I pray that's a good accountability question for us as we listen to God around us, as we look at people who are hurting. Are we caring in 2020? Hopefully it will be a year where God will give us a vision. And you know what? Maybe you're not there yet, and that's okay. Ask God to give you that heart of compassion. Ask him to give you that heart that cares. Because that's what he wants. He wants to put himself on display. And lest you say that that's just an Old Testament thing, no. And 1 Peter 2:9, it says it too. 1 Peter says, but you are a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. You know, you're a holy nation. So, and I wanted to remind you, one of the ways that we are doing it tomorrow, we're going to put God on display in a community here for a widow. We're helping out a widow named Debbie Turpin. And one of our guests, a guy who we've had on before, JT Olson, is with both hands, who shared his own story, great story to go back and listen to at SWATradio.com, is on the line for us right now because his organization is who we've partnered with to do this tomorrow. JT, how are you?
Doug, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Are you up in the Big Apple?
I am today, yes.
Wow. Is it cold up there?
No, it's actually like 55 degrees. It's pretty nice. It's nice.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, we're excited about this project tomorrow. JT, just remind everybody again, what's going to happen tomorrow when we got 25, 30 people that show up at this widow's house?
Well, what's going to happen is a bunch of people are going to come and love on a widow. That's what's going to happen. But in the process, some money is going to be raised to help this mom who's trying to adopt this little boy, Ethan. And you guys know Melinda is a friend of yours,
yeah.
Doug, right?
Yes.
And she's adopting, and it costs money to adopt. So before this project happened, a bunch of people have sent letters out asking people to sponsor them. Much like in a 5K race or any kind of event, you know, sponsor me while I do X. But today, tomorrow, they're going to be working on a widow's house, Miss Debbie's house, and it's going to be an awesome day. It's just so exciting. I'm so glad it's here. You know, it's just a lot of fun.
Well, we're so excited to be partnering with you. And I just checked, JT, and so far we've raised almost a quarter. We're not quite to a quarter of what she needs. We're about $6,000. Oh. And so if people are listening today, tell them how they can be a part of this project. How can they partner right now? If people are listening and they want to seed into the life of an orphan, partner with you guys and us to help Melinda bring this severely challenged physically young man into her home to care for him. How can they do that?
They can go to bothhands.org. That's the best thing they could do. Go to bothhands.org. And at the top, there's going to be one of the titles is Projects.
Okay.
Put in your name.
Okay.
Make sure you spell it right.
It's Weber. It's W-E-B-E-R. Just put in Weber, and that'll take you to her project, and you can give. And JT, if I'm right, 100% of that goes to her, right? 100%.
100%. That's one of the fun things about Both Hands. We don't take anything out for expenses. 100% of the money goes towards that adoption. And there's no catch or anything. It's just that's the way it is.
Well, based on the number of listeners that we've been told that are listening through the internet and through live radio, if everybody out there would just give $10, we would meet the goal. If everybody listening to this would just go there and give $10, we'd meet the goal. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, it is crazy. But, yeah, we could do that. And, you know, when you're doing that, the thing you got to realize is, you know, we're all called to take care of widows and orphans. But not all of us have an opportunity put in front of us to do that.
Yeah.
You know, but this is one of those opportunities. It's right in front of you, laying right there, just...
All you got to do is do it. Well, JT, thank you so much for calling us from the Big Apple. Yeah. We got to go to this break, but blessings to you. Thank you for Both Hands. For more information about Both Hands, go to bothhands.org. You can go there and give to Melinda Weber. Just go there, go to projects, go to W-E-B-E-R, but it's bothhands.org. Read about JT's story. Go to SWATradio.com. Put in JT Olson. You can hear him share his fascinating story and testimony. JT, be safe up there, and blessings to you, brother.
Blessings to you, too. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah, we're real excited. I'm going to talk about that project when we come back from the break, and I'll give you a little more details about that here in Jacksonville. You're listening to SWAT Radio. If you want to call and join us, it's Anything Goes Friday, 844-777-7928. We're listening to SWAT Radio.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi is pressing his demand for U.S. troops to leave Iraq after the American strike that killed top Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is continuing its mission to help train Iraqi security forces and counter the Islamic State group. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will take steps next week to send articles of impeachment to the Senate for President Trump's trial. The Dow is down 100 points. The NASDAQ is off 21. This is SRN News.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
If you're like most people, then saving money in 2020 is on your New Year's resolution list. At Cash Call Mortgage, that's one resolution we can help you achieve. Right now, we're offering an incredibly low 2.875%, 3.076% APR.
We're still seeing some delays because of a multi-vehicle crash on I-95 heading south before University Boulevard. Also, there's a broken down vehicle on the West Beltway on 295 southbound before Duval Road on the north side, and planned construction on US 17 northbound at McDuff heading towards I-10 blocking the right lane. Mostly cloudy tonight, expect a low 65. Saturday will start the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds, I-82.
Have you ever used the excuse, the devil made me do it? Well, you may be right. I'm Screwtape, demon extraordinaire and star of the Screwtape Letters, the wildly popular stage adaptation of the best-selling novel by C.S. Lewis. A profound experience, says Christianity Today. And the National Review calls Screwtape Letters pure genius. Get your tickets today.
Coming to Jacksonville's Times Union Center for the Performing Arts, January 12th. Visit ScrewtapeOnStage.com for tickets and info.
Hey, welcome back to SWAT Radio. It's Doug McCary from His Light Ministries, and I'm glad you're joining us today. That was JT Olson that you heard from Both Hands. We are doing the Both Hands Project, extending one hand to a widow. We're helping Debbie Turpin tomorrow at 8 a.m. We're going to be at Debbie's house. Got about 30 people coming out to put a new roof on her back shed, to put a couple of doors up, and to do some yard work for her, to do some repairs around her house. And the people that are coming out got sponsors to sponsor them. And so far we brought in about $6,000, but we still need quite a bit. It's expensive to help adopt these boys, Ethan and Gabriel. Ethan is 11 and he has cerebral palsy, and Gabriel is he's deaf and has very, very limited vision. In fact, he's legally blind. And they are faced with pretty much being cast off to the side in an orphanage. And Melinda is a missionary who loves the Lord and has a mission to just help really needy children and love on the orphans. She loved our Abby and got her out of the orphanage over there and cared for her when Abby was in a really bad way. And we ended up adopting Abby, and Abby's a precious child that has taught Laura and I so much about God's love in Matthew 25. And Melinda is kind of like a Amy Carmichael in that she just is loving on these kids. And you can be a part by going to bothhands.org. That's bothhands.org, and then click on projects and go to Weber, W-E-B-E-R, and then just give. You know, people say, well, I can't give much. Don't, you know what? If everybody, I'm serious, if everybody, if all the people that follow SWAT Radio on Facebook gave $10, we'd meet the need. We'd be there. So just think about that, bothhands.org, and glad for you to help be a part of that. And the other thing is pray. Pray for Melinda. Life's very challenging there. So pray for her. And pray for Debbie. It's challenging for Debbie Turpin, who lost her husband, Jack, a year and a half ago. Jack was a minister and a mentor to me. He was a board member on the His Light Ministry Board. And I miss him. I look forward to seeing him on the other side. But he had this saying, you know, and Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. In fact, somebody from the church made up a bunch of signs. I've got one of them that says that. It's just Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Isn't that a great thing to think about? You know, I think about the other verse that we were looking at earlier in the week from Psalm 73. It's Psalm 73, verse 25. And Psalm 73 is a psalm about Asaph, or he's complaining a little bit about how it seems like all the bad people seem to be blessed and all the good people are struggling. I don't know if you ever feel that way, but that's what he's talking about in that psalm. And it says, then he goes into the temple of the Lord, or the sanctuary, and he discerned the end of the evil people. In other words, he knew that this stuff is temporary here. And so he makes this statement in Psalm 73, verse 25. Whom have I in heaven but you? There's nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Is that your desire? Is that your prayer? You know, I know that a lot of people, me included, at times say that, but in reality, our lives prove something very different. Yes, we're human. Yes, we're flawed. But we really, really need to constantly be reminded that that is our goal. That should be our desire, is that he's the only thing that we really seek. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and all these things he'll take care of you. And it was all these other things before that that he had talked about. You know, don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about what you're going to drink, or what, you know, the clothes on your back. I'll take care of you. And I can tell you, Lori and I have been in ministry full-time as a vocational evangelist and ministry couple for the last 25 years, totally dependent upon God. And he has provided everything we've needed along the way to do what he's called us to do. And not just what we've needed, but even more. And we're so blessed. And so as we go into 2020 and we go into this new decade, this decade of the 20s now, I'm just praying that God would give me a new vision and you a new vision for people and for him, that we would seek him with all of our heart. I think back on that book, The Valley of Vision, which is a book of Puritan prayers. It's a great help. And I love praying some of these prayers sometimes. And if you're in a place right now where you've struggled to let Jesus be your portion forever, And you've allowed other things to distract you, it doesn't have to stay that way. What you can do is just tell him, God, I'm sorry. I've blown it. God, I've allowed other things to come in and crowd you out, or you know, take you down notches on my priority list. And it shouldn't have happened that way. You should be higher up. I should seek you more. I should be in your word more. I should pray more. And if that's your desire, just tell him, I want to pray this prayer for you. Even now, it's from this Puritan prayer book. I love it. It's about a new beginning. And it says, I adore you and I humble myself. I approach you mindful that I am less than nothing, a creature worse than nothing. See, humility is the starting point for us approaching God. That's why when he took his disciples up on the Mount of Beatitudes, he said, He said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of God. And Lord, help us to remember that. It's so easy to forget. This Puritan went on to pray, my thoughts are not screened from your look. Lord, help us to know that you can see our thoughts and our minds and our innermost being. Our secret sins, Lord, blaze in the light of your countenance. In other words, you see it all, and it stands in a stark contrast to your holiness, Father. And we just ask you to remember the blood that cleanses us from the cross, to believe in the grace which takes care of all our sin, to resign ourselves to you and only you as our payment, you and only you for our salvation. Nothing that we do will ever make you love us more, because it was all made possible, the relationship through Jesus. Lord, help us never forget that. And I pray for anybody listening today, Lord, that they would know that, that they would know that when you begin that work in us, that you will be faithful to complete it, and that you alone are the one that's going to complete it. So if anyone's listening, Lord, I just pray that you would help them to receive that, not to keep working for something you've already given them as your child. Give us an increasing conviction, Lord, of our tendency to want to go away from you, our humanistic spirit, and of our constant exposure to rebellion and wanting to rebel against you. Help us to feel more of a purifying, softening influence of your love in our life. Let us be reminded and be thankful, Lord, for the cross. Let us be thankful for your love and provision for us. And I just pray, Lord, that you would help us to distinguish between a form of godliness that has no power and true godliness that comes through the Holy Spirit living in my life and owning my body. Lord, help me to know the difference between life in you and life in the world. And help us, Lord, to understand the difference between truth and falsehood. Guard us from the enemy. Guard us from people that would lead us astray. Between hypocrisy and religion that, Lord, will just be a form of godliness, but true religion, Lord, true relationship with you and partnership with you. And Lord, if we're not right, set us right. Keep us right, that we may at last come to your house in peace. Lord, let that be our prayer for this year. Let us trust in Jesus. Let us stay in Jesus. And Lord, I just pray that you would help us this year, this decade, as a church, to stand and, Lord, to be a light for you in a dark world. That is our prayer. And I just hope that if you're out there and you've struggled to feel God's presence, that you would spend time in the Word. You would go there. Go to Psalm 107. Read Psalm 107. I read that this morning. It's a great psalm of God's steadfast love. And four or five times in that psalm, it says that the children of Israel, they were disciplined, they were experienced pain, and they cried out, and God heard their cry and was merciful to them. The steadfast love of the Lord. He is a merciful God. He is a great God, and he wants you to experience his grace and his mercy, but you have to look to him. You can't find it in the world. And that's why we do what we do. That's why SWAT Radio is on the air. That's why the SWAT Bible studies exist. Next week, we're taking a group of 38 to Israel. That's why we're going over there, because we want to be reminded of the unfolding story of God's love and interaction with his people, and how he calls us to himself to be a kingdom of priests. And we'd love for you to join us one day. We take trips over there every year. If you want to send an email to ask@swatradio.com, we can send you information about our trip in March of 2021. But thank you for hanging in there with us today and listening. And we're going to come right back after this last break, and We're going to, if you want to go to SWATradio.com and hear any past broadcasts, you can. If you got a question and don't want to be on the air, you can send it to ask@SWATradio.com. But if you want to call, you can, 844-777-7928. We'll be right back.
If you'd like to contact SWAT Radio, the toll-free number is 1-844-777-7928. That's 844-777-7928 or 844-777-SWAT. You can also listen to this program through the WTRJ The Truth app from the App Store or over the Internet by accessing www.swatradio.com. We'll be back shortly for further discussion and to take your calls. Highway to Eternity Ministries is a ministry dedicated to encouraging those who have lost hope and coming alongside those who cannot find peace and are considered unfit for inclusion in Christ's church. They use published works to teach God's word and share encouraging testimonies of transformed lives. Highway to Eternity Ministries serves as a parachurch ministry that comes alongside churches to share its passion and commitment through spiritual writings, nuances, and experiences to everyone who has an interest in the teachings of Jesus Christ. For more information, contact Jeff Andrews at 904-436-5175.
Look down from a broken sky, traced out by the city lights, my world from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight. Touchdown in the cold black top, hold on for the sudden stop, breathing the familiar shock of confusion and chaos. All those people going somewhere, why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. 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 Step out on a busy street, see a girl and our eyes meet, does her best to smile at me, to hide what's underneath. There's a man just to her right, black suit and a bright red tie, too ashamed to tell his wife he's out of work, he's buying time. All those people going somewhere, why care. Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love.
Hey, welcome back to SWAT Radio. It's Doug McCary of His Light Ministries. That was Brandon Heath and Give Me Your Eyes. We've played that several times this week just because of the focus this week has been on a new vision. And I hope that you've been challenged this week to think about your vision for the year. Do you have a vision? Without a vision, the people perish. You got to have a vision. And hopefully the vision is that God would use you. Wouldn't it be great if in 2020, God used you at least once a month? Let's not be too ambitious, but let's just say once a month, to be a witness to him. I mean, I'd love for you to do it every day, every week, just to be honest. But let's just say, Lord, over the next, all right, so you got 20 days left in January. Lord, use me in the next 20 days to point somebody to you. Let me pray for them. Let me care for them. And hopefully let me share with them what it means to know Jesus in a personal relationship, to be in fellowship with him and to be in a partnership with him. Let me care, because, you know, I was talking to a guy, I think I've shared with you, I talked to some of the people that are out there not far from the station that are homeless. And I sit out and I'll talk to him sometimes. He was telling me about this one guy was telling me about this guy that wanted to be cremated till he burned himself. And after he burned himself, he said, "Nope, I don't think I'm going to be cremated." And the guy goes, "Well, yeah, but you're going to be dead. You're not going to know." He goes, "I don't care. It hurts so bad, I don't want to do it." And so it's funny how your perspective changes. And the only thing that's really going to shape your perspective for God well is the Bible. Because, you know, Brad and I talk about this a lot. About when you get just spoon-fed the gospel from people and you're not getting into the word yourself, a lot of times you don't get a lot of the underlying things that you really need, that God can speak through that word, because it's the preaching of the word that brings about faith. It's the preaching that brings about life. The Spirit uses that to bring life, and that's what's really going to make you care. You know, why don't we care? The words from that song, you know, that those words haunt me, you know. And he says, "Give me your love for humanity, your arms for the brokenhearted." How many people do you walk by every day that are brokenhearted, that are hurting? And sometimes they mask it, but sometimes they don't. And maybe it's because you don't know what to say. Can I just encourage you, let your life count. Remember that psalm that my wife wrote on that jar of rocks. Every night I go out and I hold that rock that I had for that day, and I think, that day is gone. I can't go back and live it again. And so I thank God for the times that he gave me an opportunity to share with somebody. I repent of the times that I had opportunities and I didn't take advantage. And I ask him, let tomorrow be a day that I'm more devoted to you. You want to be growing in your relationship with him. If you're not growing, you're going back. Or maybe you don't really have one at all. And the hope is that you're growing. But we mentioned George Mueller earlier. You know, I quoted a quote from George Mueller, who was this great missionary that took care of orphans. By the end of his life, he was personally caring for over 2,000 orphans with him and his staff. I mean, think about that for a second. The responsibility back in the, 1800s to take care of 2,000 orphans. That's a lot. And I want to contrast him for a second with probably the greatest innovator of our time, Steve Jobs. I mean, everybody that's listening to this probably either has an iPhone, or the device they have was greatly influenced by the iPhone. Even if it's a Samsung, I don't care what brand it is. The iPhone has transformed the way we communicate. It has transformed our lives. It has sucked us into a black hole of technology. And Steve Jobs created that. I mean, at the time of his death, he was worth $10.2 billion. Think about that for a second. Now, I know there's people more that with more wealth than that, but by the time he was 23, he was worth over $1 million. He's just incredibly successful in the eyes of the world. Apple, I heard a guy say today that Apple made up over a third of what the stock market was up today. I mean, like, it took up a third. It accounted for a third of the stock market. That's crazy to think about how influential that is that he created. This is what Steve Jobs said. "In other people's eyes, my life is an epitome of success. However, aside from work, I have little joy." This is a man worth $10 billion. In the end, he says, "Wealth is only a fact of life that I'm accustomed to. At this moment, I'm lying on a sick bed." He was dying from cancer. And he says, "I'm recalling my whole life. I realize that all the recognition and the wealth that I took so much pride in have paled and become meaningless in the face of death." God gave us the sense to let us feel the love in everyone's heart, not the illusion that is brought about by wealth. The wealth that I have won in my life, I can't take with me. He says, "You can hire someone for anything except to die for you." Now listen to that. This is a guy who was the epitome of success in the eyes of the world. I mean, one of the most influential men in our lifetime as far as everything we see. Apple computers, Apple phone, iPhones, technology. Just think about all the things that he impacted. In 2011, he died from pancreatic cancer. And the reality is, unless something happened at the last moments of his life, he died without knowing Jesus. And he went into an eternity of hell and an eternity away from God. No hope, no help, and all that money. And I think that's why he died so sad, because he knew. George Mueller, on the other hand, had nothing. He was born into a wealthy family, but he began to care for orphans at a young age, and his net worth at his death was somewhere between $800 and a couple of thousand dollars. Like 0.000019 of Steve Jobs. Think about that. But by the end of his life, like I shared, he was caring for over 2,000 orphans. He had bought land, built buildings, fed and cared for orphans his entire life without any public request for funds, no special offerings, no private letters asking for donations, no radio programs. He simply went into his closet and he prayed. And by the end of his life, he had helped over 10,000 orphans. Think about that. One of the most marginalized groups of people in the Bible, God says to care for his orphans. And by the end of his life, with no money of his own, he had cared for 10,000 orphans. His autobiography is called 1.5 Million Answers to Prayer. James says this is pure and undefiled religion to care for widows and orphans. What are you going to spend your life doing? What are you going to do in 2020? What are you going to do in the 20s, this next decade? Let God use you. Be a light. Be his light. Cling to him, rejoice in him. And maybe you're listening today, you've tuned in and you go, man, I messed up so bad. You know, I made so many mistakes. You're not unredeemable. All he wants is to take your life. And so right now, where you are, you can end this week and say, God, I want to be on a new path. I don't want to be on my selfish path. I don't want to be in this same hamster treadmill where I'm just going back and forth. I want you to change me. I want you to help me learn your word. I want your word to go through me. I want it to transform me with the power of the Holy Spirit to go and care about others more than myself. And most of all, I want to be engaged with you on a daily basis. Lord, help me to do that and help me to be a light. You can do that right now. No fancy prayer. Just tell him in your own words, Lord, help me to love you and to receive your love. The thief on the cross just said, Lord, remember me today when you come into your kingdom. He acknowledged his need and he acknowledged the one that can meet that need. That's all God wants. He just wants you to receive. See, he lived a perfect life so he could be our sacrifice. He never sinned. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He said, I'm going to die on the cross. 3 days later, I'm going to rise again. Anyone who places their faith in me, I will come into them. My spirit will live in him. I will draw them to myself. They will be my kingdom priests. They will be my people. And they will go and be my force in the world for good, for God's plans. If that's your desire, tell him right where you are. And Lord, I pray that if anybody prays that today, your spirit would indwell them. You would bring people around them to help them to know your word and to know you and to go live for you. Thank you for listening to SWAT Radio today. And you can listen to any past programs at www.swatradio.com. We'll be back next week going back through Hebrews. Hope you have a great weekend. Pray for us tomorrow as we work on Debbie Turpin's house. And for Melinda, take care.
If you missed a SWAT Radio broadcast this week and would like to hear any show in its entirety, then go to SWATradio.com. Click on Past Shows, where you can listen to the broadcast. Also, if you're looking for a band of brothers that gather around God's Word to be a part of, then go to SWATradio.com and email one of our hosts, and they can get you plugged in to one of the local SWAT Bible studies. Tune in next time to explore how SWAT Radio is strengthening spiritual.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston.